This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNet Speed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelptabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
Hey, good morning. This is Eric Semmel. I'm here still live from WTIC here in Farmington. And with me is a new host with us, Dennis Helnon. Hey, Dennis.
Hi, Eric. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you. Yeah, we're a little hot, they're saying, because I'm kind of new to this, Matt, trying to remember all this stuff. It can't be as hot as it used to be. Dennis Helnon is with us. He's one of the engineers at Tab. He helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we're also broadcasting live out of here, out of Facebook. It, you know, a little bit of a miracle that actually worked this morning, because I didn't get a chance to test it. And, you know, geeks like to test things, but it turns out it actually works. So we're over at WTIC's Facebook page if you want to check us out. And we're here to help you out live. I know it's a beautiful Saturday morning. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC, and Dennis and I will do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And let's get started as usual and customary, and we'll have Dennis start with his first news item. Hey, Dennis.
Hi. This one is about a service that you've probably never heard of called Fastly.
Right.
It's designed to provide scale and scope and reliability for internet services.
Right.
And guess what? It didn't do it.
It was for a lot of internet services, right?
True.
Yeah.
Tuesday will be remembered as the day the internet broke before swiftly being fixed again.
Right.
Early in the morning, websites including Amazon, Reddit, Spotify, eBay, Twitch, Pinterest, and unfortunately, CNET, who wrote this article, yeah, went offline due to a major outage at a service called Fastly.
All right.
Everywhere you looked, there were 503 errors and people complaining that they couldn't access key services and news outlets.
Right.
an investigation into what went wrong, Fastly published a blog post describing exactly what went down. And it turns out the whole incident was triggered by just a single unnamed Fastly customer.
A customer did this.
That's
not supposed to have that kind of power. What customers have that kind of power? What could they have possibly done?
They get it when there's a bug in the software.
Right.
That allows them to do something that they would normally do, a normal configuration.
Yeah.
And then it cascaded.
So they were able to modify their site in a way that Fastly allows.
Correct, and is a valid configuration for their site.
So they did nothing wrong, but they caused the issue.
Correct. The customer was not wrong,
right?
They caused the problem.
Wow, and it cascaded across all those things. They were down for, the internet was broken for a couple of hours, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, what's really interesting here is Fastly says, we detected the disruption within 1 minute, then identified and isolated the cause and disabled the configuration. They detected it within 1 minute.
Yeah, I did. I detected it pretty quickly, too.
But it still took a couple hours for everything to get back up and running.
Right. There's some sort of caching service, right? They allow for the internet to run faster.
It's caching and, I believe, a CDN.
Gotcha. What is a CDN?
Content Delivery Network.
Nice.
You can take things like your graphic images and your article text, and you can have them in multiple data centers around the world, and they just get drawn from as they become available, or maybe this data center isn't available this moment.
Oh, wait a minute. Data centers go down, Dennis?
No, they never go down.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Your first article under your belt.
Thank you. Happy to help.
Yeah. In other news, how much internet speed do you need? So if you listen to our show for any amount of time, I've talked to you guys and we brought up the fact that you don't need to buy too much internet. And according to this new survey from All Connect, basically 73% of you guys have no clue how much speed you need. And the key to this thing here is that, you know, the idea is that unlimited, right? Everything is talked about with unlimited cell phone, unlimited internet. And what these broadband companies, mostly the cable companies, are trying to do is get you to buy more internet than you need. And the key here is for you guys to realize, if you think of the internet as a water pipe to your house, this is the way I like to envision it, because water companies have to do the same thing. If they want to provide enough water to a large business, you're going to need a bigger pipe than if you are to your home. Well, it works the same way with internet. You don't need a 12-inch main of internet to your home, right? Your shower is going to work the same way. You're just going to have a lot of wasted ability that you're never going to use. So be aware that the amount of internet you need is probably less than you're thinking. What do you have at home, Dennis?
I have 100 megabits down and 20 up.
So exactly. I only have about that too, about 150, only because the Cox service mandates the minimum is at 150.
That's what happened with my provider about 2 years ago. They just went across the board and with the same level.
100 megabits. So in my house right now, with all the kids back from college, they're streaming, watching everything. They have no issues. They have no buffering, no problems at 150 megabits. And probably in my home is at any given time, including girlfriends, I don't know, 8 people. Streaming things going on, and there's no issues, guys. So don't let them sell you the width of the internet. It's really the performance you want as far as quality of service, making sure you're getting a good solid connection, not always dropping. Don't pay for some 500 megabit connection when you don't need it.
Oh, 500 megabits. I mean, I love it, but what am I going to do with that?
Exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly. So we'll put a link out here for this so you guys can check it out, get a little more information as to how the internet works and what's going on. What else did you want to bring up, Dennis? Do you have another news article you want to bring up?
I do. This one is a breach.
Oh, boy.
This one is really interesting. It's almost as stupid a move as the one that I just relayed.
Oh, boy.
In another example of misconfigured cloud services impacting security, over a billion records belonging to CVS Health.
Right.
CVS Health.
I know.
People.
I know.
Have been exposed online. A billion records.
Yep.
On Thursday, Website Planet, together with researcher Jeremiah Fowler, revealed the discovery of an online database belonging to CVS Health.
Right.
the database was not password protected and had no form of authentication in place to prevent unauthorized entry.
Right.
Upon examination of the database, the team found over 1 billion records that were connected to the U.S. healthcare and pharmaceutical giant, which owns brands including CVS Pharmacy and Aetna.
They're a Fortune 5 company now.
Right. Now, the database, 204 gigabytes in size, contained event and configuration data, including production records of visitor IDs, session IDs, device access information, such as whether visitors to the firm's domains used an iPhone or an Android handset, as well as what the team calls a blueprint of how the logging system operated from the back end. Now, let's keep in mind that that is exactly the kind of data that is managed by Orion, which is the SolarWinds software that was
compromised
just a few months ago.
Right.
This is the kind of data that bad guys really, really want.
And they want it really to trick you.
It's inside data that tells them all about the networks themselves, and they can probe for stuff.
They can do that, and I'm also thinking, as far as the record data, they could then create a phishing campaign that related to the thing you have. If the information there said, Dennis, you're using an iPhone, and you get a nice email from a phishing campaign that says, hey, Dennis, your iPhone, when you logged into the CVS app, did this. The bad guys can leverage that information to make the email look more legitimate.
Right.
And then what do? You bring in to your own machine all sorts of malware and ransomware. So that's why, I mean, the actual data itself may not be that impactful. Like, I don't think there was any social security numbers or any kind of things that you'd worry about.
It doesn't say that it was any PMI.
Right. So that's good news. But still, bad guys can then leverage what they have found, if they had found it, which in this case, we don't think that is the case. We think these researchers found it before it became available to some other folks. But there's tools out there that these bad guys are using to scan the internet. And I'm getting sick and tired of these cloud services who are leaving the barn doors wide open. And you know what? It's our data.
How do you get 204 gigabytes of data
on the cloud?
On the cloud in one chunk that you have no gateway for?
Right. You can't make
it. How do you even collect it in the first place?
Right.
That takes effort.
Yes. And clearly the last thing they said was, we should probably password protect this thing. And don't use the password a password.
No.
So you can't make this stuff up. But again, guys, pay attention to this, especially in your own businesses, right? What could happen if the same type of thing happens within your own company? Dropbox, the Microsoft cloud, whether it comes to OneDrive. What is being slapped out on the cloud that you may or may not be aware of that your own folks are doing, or maybe a third party is doing? You got to be careful with that. Your lines are starting to ring, which is great. We are live here in the studio, which is awesome. It's been about, I don't know, forever since we've been in the hermetically sealed studios of East Hartford. So it's great to be here in Farmington once again. We are broadcasting live over at the WTIC Facebook page, and I'm trying to work that while we do the show. So forgive me for any kind of kludginess there. It's going to look a little weird as I try to get used to working it in the studio. But feel free to join us there. And one line open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Dennis Halinon is with us. He's going to be our new co-host as Bob is going to be heading out into the sunset. Bob will be back for a couple more shows before he retires finally. But Dennis got to sit in today because Bob has a vacation day. He gets to take a vacation too. So get online. We'll be right back.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we're back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are here till 11 o'clock live, and we welcome Dennis to his first broadcast, joining us with for the first time, and we're excited to have him here helping me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Dennis is one of the engineers at Tab that we said he had to come in here and help me.
Had to?
No, he volunteered nicely to come on in and join us. So he's happy to be here, too, and we're very happy. 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. We have one line open for you, but let's get to your calls here. See if I can remember how to do this. We're going to go to Bob in Windsor Locks first. Hey, good morning, Bob. Bob, you there? I do have it on. I got the button and everything. Now it's locked. It's green on the screen. Now it's locked. Now it's red. I don't know what's going on. My slider's up here. Hit the actual line. Oh, I'm a ding-dong. You there, Bob?
I'm here.
I hit the wrong side, even after I practiced it. What can I do for you, sir?
Okay. I came back from vacation.
Yep.
And I came downstairs to my computer,
which
is always on.
Yep.
And I left it on, and it looked kind of a little funky on my screen because all my icons on my taskbar were gone.
Oh, no.
And I tried to start up my computer, and it was fine, and I did, you know, I restarted it, and it was looking a little funky, and I used Classic Shell, so, of course, the shell wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then it was doing weird things, so I went to a restore point because I figured it probably did an update.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a restore point, and now my start button on the left bottom left-hand corner will not do anything.
All right.
I click on it, and it does absolutely nothing.
It's not a very helpful computer right now. Any ideas, Dennis?
My idea, since he has a Classic Shell installed,
yeah,
and that appears to be, it might be the problem, I would uninstall that.
Uninstall Classic Shell.
Yes.
All right.
And
how,
then...
How do I do that
I'm
when
gonna,
I can't get my
I'm going to tell you how to do it.
Okay.
You're going to hit Control Delete, and then you're going to run Task Manager.
Control Alt Delete.
Yeah. Hopefully that works.
Task Manager. Okay.
Now, You're going to get a task manager window. At the bottom left, you're going to click more details.
I got a whole bunch of stuff here. I mean, I don't have the usual task manager thing that came up. I got a whole list of apps, background processes.
That's actually what you want.
Okay.
All right. Now, at the bottom left, if it says more details, you're going to click
details.
It says fewer details.
Okay.
Excellent.
I've been here already.
Yeah.
You already executed it. What you're going to do now is go up to where it says file near the upper left.
File. Yep.
You're going to click run.
Run new task.
Yes, and in that line, you're going to type control.exe and hit enter.
Control. You gotta learn how to spell first.
Hey, welcome to the club.
Do you want me to write the word control or CRT?
Oh, you're going to type out the word control, control.exe.
Yep. I know sometimes we abbreviate this stuff.
This one is not an abbreviation, but there are a lot of them. You're right.
Well, I mean, I've been doing this for a little bit, probably as long as you guys, but not as good as you guys. Okay. Control-EXE, then hit OK?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, that will give you the control panel.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Then you're going to click on the option to manage your programs. You will either see programs and features.
Uninstall program.
Or uninstall programs.
There you go.
Yeah.
Then you're going to uninstall Classic Shell.
Okay. Well, there it is. I'm just going to let it run until it's done adding programs.
Yeah, it may have to fill in the list.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing. Okay, what do I do? Double click it? I forget what to do.
Well, you click on the line and then you click on uninstall just above it.
Are you sure you want to uninstall Classic Shell?
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Yep.
At least I am.
Preparing to remove.
And then after this, he's going to reboot, I assume.
Yeah, because Classic Shell's a background task, and it's got to get cleared out.
It's time you get to Windows 10 just before Windows 10 goes end of life, you know, Bob. The last operating system, not.
True.
Windows 11's coming. And it looks looks a lot like Apple.
I know.
I mean, they just don't, no shame at Microsoft.
Never have had it. No.
So are you uninstalling it there, Bob?
Yep.
All right. It's going to take.
Excellent.
It might take some time.
Update file or services that cannot be updated.
That's okay. You're going to continue with whatever it wants to do, and then you're going to reboot, which will do all of that housekeeping for you.
Right. So we're going to have to let you go while that reboot occurs, Bob.
Okay.
If it reboots and everything's good, don't call us back. If it reboots and everything's not good, give us a ring back. We're here till 11 o'clock. You can complain about it. We'll give you a refund on your credit card. But see if that works. All right, sir?
All righty.
All right. So we'll catch you on the back end if you have a problem. Feel free to get online, guys. 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we've talked about has already been posted live by Mike G over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com. Which also works. And, of course, if you follow us on our WTIC Facebook page, you'll follow the show. It's there. You can go ahead and comment, share it out so Zuckerberg deems it worthy. You know, anything you'd like to do. We'll also put the news in our news feed over at Tab Computer Systems. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. And we are going to be playing some music from the geeks at Tab, believe it or not. I realized that Facebook was throttling our little Facebook Live because, of course, we do 10-second bumps in and out. That happened to be, they're quote-unquote copyright, but it's fair use. The station's okay to do it, but Facebook doesn't like it. So I said, you know what? I wonder how many tunes we have at Tab that we might be playing. So one of the geeks at Tab is in a band called Crooked Street. And so we'll probably play some of his stuff. Someone Someone Some Love is one of the tunes that we're going to play that I thought was pretty cool. They're trying to get out there, but they play around in Connecticut. So the band's called Crooked Street. And so you should definitely check them out. But I digress. Let's get to your calls. We have a couple lines open on this Saturday morning. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. We're going to go see if I can get it right the second time. You're going to go to Tom in Springfield next. You there, Tom?
Yeah.
Hey, I got it right. How are you, sir?
Good. Good. Okay. Listen, I've got a couple of problems. You know how you when I look at my pictures and I want to delete some of them.
Yeah.
I click on one and it blues it, and then you go over four or five pictures if you want to, you know, delete those, and you click on that and it blues all four or five of them.
It blues them. You're making them blue?
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to do.
Right.
But what's happening is, when I click on one and then I hit the shift or the control key and go to click on another one, it just takes the blue off of one and puts it on the new one. It doesn't blue all of them. Well, I went online and some people online said that it had something, this is Windows 10.
Yeah.
Some people said that Microsoft had done something to screw that up. Anyway, what happened is I went and reset some defaults. And that didn't seem to work. And then I went to Explorer a file.
Yep.
And up top it says click box. So not knowing really what I'm doing, I just clicked the box and went down. And it started to work. Well, okay, that was fine. I figured, okay, I solved the problem. So now I go out, I close the window out, close my pictures out, and do something else. Come back and go to do it. And it's not working again.
Is there a setting for that?
One blue shift and
not that I know of.
And, yeah. And it won't do it. And then if I go click the box the other way, every time I go back in, either unclick the box or click the box, it'll work. But as soon as I leave and go back in again, it doesn't work.
When you say click the box again, help us understand what box you're clicking. We're both kind of confused about that.
If you go to File Explorer, I think that's what it says. Up top, there's a box. It says click. If you want to click on the boxes to make little boxes on all the pictures.
is it part of your view?
Yes, it's up on the view.
All right. And instead of, item check boxes?
Yes, yeah. Item check boxes. So if I check the box, I go down in there, and it'll work. Okay, so I close the window. I'll go do something, come back. It doesn't work again. So I go back up and unclick the box.
And it works.
It doesn't work again.
That's a good one. You haven't seen that before, Dennis, it sounds like.
No, yeah, but I...
Going back and forth. So every time, as soon as I close the window of my pictures out, and then I have to go back in again, I have to go back up and unclick or click that box for it to start working again.
I wonder if you make a change in control panel... for your folder options, file, or actually it's now called File Explorer options.
Right.
Go into Control Panel, and then there's a View tab. If you make a change in that list of options to turn on those checkboxes, I will bet you that that will be retained every time you open and close a Explorer window.
Okay.
Sure, Tom. You don't believe Dennis?
I go to control and
control panel, and then go into File Explorer options.
File Explorer options, okay.
Now, let's see what the option is here.
It's an odd problem.
Go to view. Yeah, we might have to look into exact wording here.
Yeah, so you're going to go into the view.
Yeah,
and see if there's a setting.
Yeah, I've gone there to view.
Under control panel, though, this is a little further.
Oh, under control panel, okay.
That's where you are, right, Dennis?
Yeah, control panel, and like I said, File Explorer options. It'll be a little box. You're going to click on the view tab.
You're going to do it in there and try to retain the setting in there rather than doing it per session is what Dennis is thinking.
Okay.
What you're doing is making a global setting for Explorer on your computer that it will always have.
Right.
Okay. Okay, and I don't know how this happened because it was working fine.
Well, yeah, you know? Well, that's Windows. Yeah. Why do you think we're in business?
Welcome to our life.
Yeah. I don't know how this happened. All of a sudden. Those are the phrases that we get every day.
Yeah, I know. And my other problem is just quickly, when I take a bunch of pictures, my wife sells stuff on eBay, and she takes all a bunch of pictures in her Android phone and uploads them into the computer and imports them into the pictures.
Yeah.
Well, before, it used to take all those pictures, and they would be in one file. It would be in one folder.
Yeah. Okay.
But now they all come up, and they stay there. They don't go into the folder. I know how you can put them in the folder, but we never had to do that before.
So this is going to be a delicate issue you have to handle with your wife. This is user error.
Okay.
I would almost be certain of that.
Yeah, she's just not copying it into the folder as she used to. She's making an error because she can create a folder anytime and move that data into it. The phone's not going to choose the folder for you. The user's got to do that. So she's just forgetting a step in how she's moving the data around.
Okay.
That's just user error. Be careful with this, though. It all depends on when you bring this up.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Thanks a lot. That should help me.
All right, Tom. Good luck.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, man. You got to be careful with the committee if something happens there. Let's go to our resident groupie, Danny. What's happening, Danny?
Hey, first of all, congratulations, Dennis.
Oh, thank you, Danny.
What happened? They draw straws and you got the short one?
Yeah, I lost.
Okay. You got big shoes to fill there, I'll tell you.
That is very, very true.
Those shoulders got to be hurting already.
We did rock, paper, scissors, and he lost.
So now the interesting thing is, first of all, what's your opinion of Elon Musk?
Oh, no. Elon Musk is a genius. That's my opinion of
him. There you go, Danny.
Okay.
Is he allowed to be on the show?
No. He could say he's not. I don't think he's not.
Yeah. I think he's a genius.
For a foundation here.
Right. I think he's a genius too. I mean, if you can make more money selling Al Gore's carbon credits than cars, that's a good. You're a genius.
Boy, you're bad. You're like a dog with a bone.
What can we do for you, Danny?
Hey, remember I called a couple weeks. First of all, was last week Bob's last week?
No. He'll do a few more shows, but he actually has a vacation.
I wanted to say goodbye to him. Okay, yeah. That's good. I called a couple weeks ago, and I said my format on my tablet, I thought switched to Bing because I did a search in Bing.
Right.
And we talked about that. Well, that wasn't it. What happens is when I go on my Chrome, it's coming up desktop site is checked.
That's a good thing. I like using the desktop site when I'm using my tablet as well. I don't like the mobile site.
I don't like it. I'm so used to the other way.
Okay.
So I uncheck it, and then I'll go to a site, and it'll be the way I like it.
All right.
And then I go to the next site, and it desktop site rechecks itself automatically. So every time I go to a different site, I have to go into the settings there and uncheck that.
So this is a Chrome setting, most likely, that's defaulting to the desktop site.
So do things like that just happen? I mean, because I never go into my settings and change anything because I'm always afraid.
Yeah, no, the tablet, the Chrome shouldn't do that automatically to you. It usually is a choice. I would also tell you to consider DuckDuckGo as another alternative browser.
Right.
Very good, more private browser.
I know that. We talked about that before.
And I believe they get their results from Google anyway. So
sure.
You're going to get Google.
Yeah, right, even Bing got the results from Google early on.
Because I was trying to find some information that wasn't coming up that I knew existed on Google.
Right.
And so I tried to do a Bing search. And
yeah.
So I'm just stuck with this desktop site.
Well, we'll try to find what we're going to do is take a quick break here. And Dennis, during the break, and I will try to find the Chrome setting that you can modify so that you can
because that's the way it always was.
Yeah, I hear you. We'll see what we can do for you.
Because the tablet's going bad, it just doesn't actually start functioning different. It'd just be much worse than this.
Exactly. Yeah, this is just a... It's just how it looks to you.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Danny.
Welcome aboard, Dennis.
Oh, thank you.
All right. We're going to step out for a quick break, get back to more of your calls. Three lines open for you on this lovely Saturday morning. Get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Again, if we don't have any calls, hang on, Doug. We'll have to talk about our kids, or in Dennis's case, talk about
My cats.
Even worse. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. And we've got to get to some calls here. So we're going to get right to some calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go over to Doug. I'm sorry. First, we're going to explain that Danny's issue that we found.
That is a design decision that was made by the Chromium developers that created the Chrome browser on Android.
Right.
On tablets only, not phones, but tablets, it will open the desktop site by default.
Right. So whether you like it or not, the geeks over there said you're taking the desktop.
That was their decision that they took out of your hands.
Right.
Yes.
Welcome to IT. And that information has been...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. And we are going to be playing some music from the geeks at Tab, believe it or not. I realized that Facebook was throttling our little Facebook Live because, of course, we do 10-second bumps in and out. That happened to be, they're quote-unquote copyright, but it's fair use. The station's okay to do it, but Facebook doesn't like it. So I said, you know what? I wonder how many tunes we have at Tab that we might be playing. So one of the geeks at Tab is in a band called Crooked Street, and so we'll probably play some of his stuff. Someone Some Love is one of the tunes that we're going to play that I thought was pretty cool. They're trying to get out there, but they play around in Connecticut, so the band's called Crooked Street. And so you should definitely check them out. But I digress. Let's get to your calls. We have a couple lines open on this Saturday morning. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. We're going to go see if I can get it right the second time. You're going to go to Tom in Springfield next. You there, Tom?
Yeah.
Hey, I got it right. How are you, sir?
Good. Good. Okay. Listen, I've got a couple of problems. You know how you when I look at my pictures and I want to delete some of them.
Yeah.
I click on one and it blues it, and then you go over four or five pictures if you want to, you know, delete those, and you click on that and it blues all four or five of them.
It blues them. You're making them blue?
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to do.
Right.
But what's happening is when I click on one and then I hit the shift or the control key and go to click on another one, it just takes the blue off of one and puts it on the new one. It doesn't blue all of them. Well, I went online and some people online said that it had something. This is Windows 10.
Yeah.
Some people said that Microsoft had done something to screw that up. Anyway, what happened is I went and reset some defaults, and that didn't seem to work. And then I went to Explorer a file,
yep.
And up top it says click box. So not knowing really what I'm doing, I just clicked the box and went down, and it started to work. Well, okay, that was fine. I figured, okay, I solved the problem. So now I go out, I close the window out, close my pictures out, and do something else. Come back and go to do it, and it's not working again.
Is there a setting for that?
One blue shift and
not that I know of.
And, yeah. And it won't do it. And then if I go click the box the other way, every time I go back in, either unclick the box or click the box, it'll work. But as soon as I leave and go back in again, it doesn't work.
When you say click the box again, help us understand what box you're clicking. We're both kind of confused about that.
If you go to File Explorer, I think that's what it says. Up top, there's a box. It says click. If you want to click on the boxes to make little boxes on all the pictures.
Is it part of your view?
Yes, it's up on the view.
All right. And instead of, item check boxes?
Yes, yeah. Item check boxes. So if I check the box, I go down in there and it'll work. Okay, so I close the window, I'll go do something, come back. It doesn't work again. So I go back up and unclick the box.
And it works.
It starts to work again.
That's a good one. You haven't seen that before, Dennis, it sounds like.
No, yeah, but I...
going back and forth. So every time, as soon as I close the window of my pictures out, and then I have to go back in again, I have to go back up and unclick or click that box for it to start working again.
I wonder if you make a change in control panel... for your folder options, file, or actually it's now called File Explorer options.
Right.
Go into Control Panel, and then there's a View tab. If you make a change in that list of options to turn on those checkboxes, I will bet you that that will be retained every time you open and close a Explorer window.
Okay.
Sure, Tom. You don't believe Dennis?
So I go to Control. I go to Control. And
Control Panel, and then go into File Explorer Options.
File Explorer Options, okay.
Now, let's see what the option is here.
It's an odd problem,
though. Go to View. Yeah. We might have to look into exact wording here.
Yeah. So you're going to go into the View?
Yeah.
And see if there's a setting.
Yeah, I've gone there to View.
Under Control Panel, though. This is a little further.
Oh, under Control Panel. Okay.
That's where you are, right, Dennis?
Yeah, Control Panel and, like I said, File Explorer Options. It'll be a little box. You're going to click on the View tab.
You're going to do it in there and try to retain the setting in there rather than doing it per session is what Dennis is thinking.
Okay.
What you're doing is making a global setting for Explorer on your computer that it will always have.
Right.
Okay. And I don't know how this happened because it was working fine.
Well, yeah. You know? Well, that's Windows. Yeah. Why do you think we're in business?
Welcome to our life.
Yeah. I don't know how this happened. All of a sudden. Those are the phrases that we get every day.
Yeah, I know. And my other problem is just quickly. When I take a bunch of pictures, my wife sells stuff on eBay, and she takes all a bunch of pictures in her Android phone and uploads them into the computer and imports them into the pictures.
Yeah.
Well, before, it used to take all those pictures, and they would be in one file. Not a file. It would be in one folder.
Yeah. Okay.
But now they all come up, and they stay there. They don't go into the folder. I know how you can put them in the folder, but we never had to do that before.
So this is going to be a delicate issue you have to handle with your wife. This is user error.
Okay.
I would almost be certain of that.
Yeah, she's just not copying it into the folder as she used to. She's making an error because you can make a, she can create a folder anytime and move that data into it. The phone's not going to choose the folder for you. The user's got to do that. So she's just forgetting a step in how she's moving the data around.
Okay.
That's just user error. Be careful with this, though. It all depends on when you bring this up.
Yep. Okay, guys. Thanks a lot. That should help me.
All right, Tom. Good luck.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, man. You got to be careful with the committee if something happens there. Let's go to our resident groupie, Danny. What's happening, Danny?
Hey, first of all, congratulations, Dennis.
Oh, thank you, Danny.
What happened? They draw straws and you got the short one?
Yeah, I lost.
Okay. You got big shoes to fill there, I'll tell you.
That is very, very true.
Those shoulders got to be hurting already.
We did rock, paper, scissors, and he lost.
So now the interesting thing is, first of all, what's your opinion of Elon Musk?
Oh, no. Elon Musk is a genius. That's my opinion of
him. There you go, Danny.
Okay.
Is he allowed to be on the show?
No. He could say he's not. I don't think he's not.
Yeah. I think he's a genius.
For a foundation here.
Right. I think he's a genius too. I mean, if you can make more money selling Al Gore's carbon credits than cars, that's a good. You're a genius.
Boy, I tell you, you're bad. You're like a dog with a bone.
What can we do for you, Daddy?
Hey, remember I called a couple weeks. First of all, was last week Bob's last week?
No. He'll do a few more shows, but he actually has a vacation.
I wanted to say goodbye to him. Okay, yeah. That's good. I called a couple weeks ago, and I said my format on my tablet, I thought switched to Bing because I did a search in Bing.
Right.
And we talked about that. Well, that wasn't it. What happens is when I go to, on my Chrome, it's coming up desktop site is checked.
That's a good thing. I like using the desktop site when I'm using my tablet as well. I don't like the mobile site.
I don't like it. I'm so used to the other way.
Okay.
So I uncheck it, and then I'll go to a site, and it'll be the way I like it.
All right.
And then I go to the next site, and it rechecks itself automatically. So every time I go to a different site, I have to go into the settings there and uncheck that.
So this is a Chrome setting, most likely, that's defaulting to the desktop site.
So did things like that just happen? I mean, because I never go into my settings and change anything because I'm always afraid.
Yeah, no, the Chrome shouldn't do that automatically to you. It usually is a choice. I would also tell you to consider DuckDuckGo as another alternative browser.
Right.
Very good, more private browser.
I know that. We talked about that before.
And I believe they get their results from Google anyway, so you're going to get Google.
Yeah, even Bing got their results from Google early on.
Because I was trying to find some information that wasn't coming up that I knew existed on Google.
Right.
And so I tried to do a Bing search. And So I'm just stuck with this desktop site.
Well, we'll try to find what we're going to do is take a quick break here. And Dennis, during the break, and I will try to find the Chrome setting that you can modify so that you can
Because that's the way it always was.
Yeah, I hear you. We'll see what we can do for you.
Because the tablet's going bad, it just doesn't actually start functioning different. It'd just be much worse than this.
Exactly. Yeah, this is just a... It's just how it looks to you.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Danny.
Welcome aboard, Dennis.
Oh, thank you.
All right. We're going to step out for a quick break, get back to more of your calls. Three lines open for you on this lovely Saturday morning. Get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Again, if we don't have any calls, hang on, Doug. We'll have to talk about our kids, or in Dennis's case, talk about
my cats.
Even worse. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. And We've got to get to some calls here, so we're going to get right to some calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go over to Doug. I'm sorry. First, we're going to explain that Danny's issue that we found.
That is a design decision that was made by the Chromium developers that created the Chrome browser on Android.
Right.
On tablets only, not phones, but tablets, it will open the desktop site by default.
Right. So whether you like it or not, the geeks over there said you're taking the desktop.
That was their decision that they took out of your hands.
Right.
Yes.
Welcome to IT. And that information has been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. If you don't believe us, it is over there. So I hope that helps you, Danny. So now let's go to Doug in East Windsor with an issue. What's going on, Doug?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure. Thanks for calling.
I'm a long-time listener.
Awesome.
I'm having a problem with my HP Envy laptop.
All right.
I'll be doing what I usually do, spreadsheets, email, whatever. And all of a sudden, it will completely freeze up.
Gotcha.
The display will freeze up. The desktop itself will freeze up. The time will not change at the bottom corner.
Oh, that's a hard lock.
Oh, yeah.
You're not looking good.
It won't let me shut down. It won't let me Control-Alt-Delete.
Okay. That's a hardware issue as far as I'm concerned.
That's the hardware. That's a hardware problem.
So how old is the machine, Doug?
I can't remember.
Well, that's pretty old then.
Yeah, I would say if that's your answer, then it's old.
That old. Maybe.
Over 5 years?
I bought it. Oh, God. Think.
That's okay.
I bought it in New York in 2013, I think.
Oh, yeah. So it's been around the block.
Yeah.
The key here is to not spend too much money on a machine that's that old. Now, it could just be a RAM issue, right? Most likely, I would start with RAM. It could be an overheating issue, a fan issue. It could be that you get too much dust in there and it's literally just locking up to the heat. But I think it may be a memory module, but a machine that's purchased in 2013, you got so many miles on it, it's time for you to upgrade and get a new one versus spending the time and energy to repair this one.
Yeah, and even if it is something like RAM,
right,
how are you going to get the proper memory to put in it at this point? You can't really.
Exactly. And it'll be you're just spending good money after bad, because if that doesn't work, then it could be a motherboard issue. It could be a hard drive issue. It could be a lot of things.
It could be a lot of things, but it is definitely at least one piece of hardware in there that is not working right.
Right. So if you ever need permission.
It has already caused me to have to restore my profile.
Oh, boy.
The file system got corrupted.
Because it's freezing,
and
so you're having to blow it up when you shut it down. You're literally powering it off. So don't go too crazy with this thing, Doug. I think you have every right to go ahead and get a new machine.
What if it is a RAM issue?
Well, like we said, you can try putting some RAM in. You have to find RAM for that vintage of box
that matches the specs that the motherboard will talk to.
Right. And let's say you've got four sticks of RAM in there, maybe. Maybe you got two sticks. You know, you got to pop one out, put the new stick in, hope you have it, and then see how long it's stable. If it's not stable, you pop the other one out, put the old one back in, see if that's the one. You're troubleshooting which stick is bad. And we're assuming stick.
First of all, I didn't know you could replace the RAM in a laptop.
Yeah, it depends. Most of them have a door in the back that allows for RAM. It could be on board, then you're in big trouble, and it's not going to help.
Especially from 2013, most of them were serviceable.
Yeah, there should be a little hatch somewhere on the back of the laptop.
Interesting.
Yeah,
and it might even have a symbol on the access door that suggests that there's memory under there.
Right. But I wouldn't spend too much time.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's not worth it.
Yeah,
if I took stuff off the computer that was just holding memory, stuff like music files. And,
no, that's like telling me your car doesn't work because you got too much stuff in the trunk. It doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah, this
really?
Is operational.
Bad.
Yep, you're done. It's not worth spending the money on it, Doug. Trust me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I don't know if I have the money to spend on it right now, but that's my issue.
Gotcha. Well, I'm sorry about that. But
yeah.
Hey, you got 8 years out of a computer.
That's a lot for
that's
a laptop.
For a laptop,
that's twice.
Astounding.
That's twice the length of a normal laptop.
Absolutely.
And if it's less than 5 years old?
So if it's less...
off the top of my head...
Well, here's the thing.
It might be newer than that. I just cannot
remember. Do a Google search on the exact model of laptop.
Yeah.
And see if you can find a manual. Within the manual, then see what kind of RAM is replaceable in that manual. You could even go on HP's site. HP might offer you some assistance by going onto HP's site and putting in the manual, the model. But I can tell you right now, one of my sons has a battery issue with his Envy, and it's only a four-year-old laptop, and I can't even find the battery. So there's some issues these days with these laptop manufacturers making parts available because they want you to buy a new laptop. And at 8 years, I do too. At 4 years, 3 or 4 years, then no, you should try to be able to repair it. And that's what I want to do with my son's battery. In your case, if it's only 4 years old, you should be able to find RAM, pop it in,
right,
if it's replaceable, and maybe you're going to be lucky. But maybe you're not.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for your help.
All right, Doug. Sorry for that. I feel bad.
Wish we had better news.
Yeah. Feel like I just told him is like old Yeller. Like we're going to take it out in the back and shoot it. put it out of its misery. So we're going to get back to more of your calls. Feel free to get online. One line open, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We are broadcasting live by some miracle over at WTIC's Facebook page. It's working. So you can follow us over there on WTIC's Facebook page and over at Tab Computer Systems as well. Bob, hang on. We'll get back to your calls. Chris, Mark, and again, we thank you so much for being here. And I'm really excited to be here in the studio, if you can't tell. It's live here in Farmington. I actually can see Matt. He does exist. We were starting to wonder. But he is there. He is live. Stick around for the news coming up next. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. And we've got to get to some calls here. So we're going to get right to some calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go over to Doug. I'm sorry. First, we're going to explain that Danny's issue that we found.
That is a design decision that was made by the Chromium developers that created the Chrome browser on Android.
Right.
On tablets only, not phones, but tablets, it will open the desktop site by default.
Right. So whether you like it or not, the geeks over there said you're taking the desktop.
That was their decision that they took out of your hands.
Right.
Yes.
Welcome to IT. And that information has been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. If you don't believe us, it is over there. So I hope that helps you, Danny. So now let's go to Doug in East Windsor with an issue. What's going on, Doug?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure. Thanks for calling.
I'm a long-time listener.
Awesome.
I'm having a problem with my HP Envy laptop.
All right.
I'll be doing what I usually do, spreadsheets, email, whatever. And all of a sudden, it will completely freeze up.
Gotcha.
The display will freeze up. The desktop itself will freeze up. The time will not change at the bottom corner.
Oh, that's a hard lock.
Oh, yeah.
You're not looking good.
It won't let me shut down. It won't let me Control-Alt-Delete.
Okay. That's a hardware issue as far as I'm concerned.
That's the hardware. That's a hardware problem.
So how old is the machine, Doug?
I can't remember.
Well, that's pretty old then.
Yeah, I would say if that's your answer, then it's old.
That old. Maybe I...
Over 5 years?
I bought it. Oh God! Think.
That's okay.
Bought it in New York in 2013, I think.
Oh yeah, so it's been around the block.
Yeah.
The key here is to not spend too much money on a machine that's that old. Now it could just be a RAM issue, right? Most likely, I would start with RAM. It could be an overheating issue, a fan issue. It could be that you get too much dust in there and it's literally just locking up to the heat. But I think it may be a memory module, but a machine that's purchased in 2013, you got so many miles on it, it's time for you to upgrade and get a new one versus spending the time and energy to repair this one.
Yeah, and even if it is something like RAM, Right. How are you going to get the proper memory to put in it at this point? You can't really.
Exactly. And it'll be you're just spending good money after bad, because if that doesn't work, then it could be a motherboard issue. It could be a hard drive issue.
It could be a lot of things, but it is definitely at least one piece of hardware in there that is not working right.
Right. So if you ever need the permission.
It has already caused me to have to restore my profile.
Oh, boy.
The file system got corrupted.
Because it's freezing,
and
so you're having to blow it up when you shut it down. You're literally powering it off. So don't go too crazy with this thing, Doug. I think you have every right to go ahead and get a new machine.
What if it is a RAM issue?
Well, like we said, you can try putting some RAM in. You have to find RAM for that vintage of box
that matches the specs that the motherboard will talk to.
Right. And let's say you've got four sticks of RAM in there, maybe. Maybe you got two sticks. You know, you got to pop one out, put the new stick in, hope you have it, and then see how long it's stable. If it's not stable, you pop the other one out, put the old one back in, see if that's the one. You're troubleshooting which stick is bad. And we're assuming stick.
First of all, I didn't know you could replace the RAM in a laptop.
Yeah, it depends. Most of them have a door in the back that allows for RAM. It could be on board, then you're in big trouble, and it's not going to help.
Especially from 2013, most of them were serviceable.
Yeah, there should be a little hatch somewhere on the back of the laptop.
Interesting.
Yeah,
and it might even have a symbol on the access door that suggests that there's memory under there.
Right. But I wouldn't spend too much time.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
If I took stuff off the computer that was just holding memory, stuff like music files.
No, that's like telling me your car doesn't work because you got too much stuff in the trunk. It doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah. This is operational. Yep. You're done. It's not worth spending the money on it, Doug. Trust me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I don't know if I have the money to spend on it right now, but that's my issue.
Gotcha. Well, I'm sorry about that. But
yeah.
Hey, you got 8 years out of a computer.
That's a lot for a laptop.
For a laptop,
that's twice.
Astounding.
That's twice the length of a normal laptop.
Absolutely.
And if it's less than 5 years old?
So if it's less...
Off the top of my head...
Well, here's the thing.
It might be newer than that. I just cannot
remember. Do a Google search on the exact model of laptop.
Yeah.
And see if you can find a manual. Within the manual, then see what kind of RAM is replaceable in that manual. You could even go on HP's site. HP might offer you some assistance by going onto HP's site and putting in the manual, the model. But I can tell you right now, one of my sons has a battery issue with his Envy, and it's only a four-year-old laptop, and I can't even find the battery. So there's some issues these days with these laptop manufacturers making parts available because they want you to buy a new laptop. And at 8 years, I do too. At 4 years, 3 or 4 years, then no, you should try to be able to repair it. And that's what I want to do with my son's battery. In your case, if it's only 4 years old, you should be able to find RAM, pop it in,
right.
if it's replaceable, and maybe you're going to be lucky. But maybe you're not.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for your help.
All right, Doug. Sorry for that. I feel bad.
Wish we had better news.
Yeah. Feel like I just told him is like old Yeller, like we're gonna take it out in the back and shoot it, put it out of its misery. So we're gonna get back to more of your calls. Feel free to get online. One line open, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We are broadcasting live by some miracle over at WTIC's Facebook page. It's working. So you can follow us over there on WTIC's Facebook page and over at Tab Computer Systems as well. Bob, hang on. We'll get back to your calls. Chris, Mark. And again, we thank you so much for being here. And I'm really excited to be here in the studio, if you can't tell. It's live here in Farmington. I actually can see Matt. He does exist. We were starting to wonder. But he is there. He is live. Stick around for the news coming up next. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.